Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Hey there, I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm excited to dive into this episode of How to Deepen Your Prayer Life, Psalm 19, 145 through 152. But before we do, I wanted to be sure you know about this free resource, When You Can't Pray Prayer Guide. This step-by-step guide is designed to help you. It does three things. It helps you release the frustration of not having the right words to pray. It helps you embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit. And it helps engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, He hears you, and He knows you. You'll find this free resource in the podcast episode description or the show notes, or you can go to rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. Since you're tuned in today, I'm guessing that you really want to go deeper with God. You long for an intimate, vibrant prayer life. Maybe you're enjoying your time with God now, but you know there's more. Perhaps you're feeling distant from God for whatever reason in your life, and you're listening in today because you want that distance to go away. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible. While the entire psalm focuses on the law of God, Psalm 119, 145 through 152 focuses on intimacy in prayer. In these eight verses, the psalmist shares eight parts of his prayer life that reflect the areas of his relationship with God. Each of these areas can help us analyze the aspects of our communication with God and provide a clear focus to deepen both our talking to God and our listening to God. While I'm going to quickly share each of these eight areas from this section of Psalm 119, I want to encourage you to listen for the one that applies to you right now where you are in your prayer life. Instead of trying to multitask and apply all eight of these principles at once, just take one of them and begin thinking about it. Use just one of the prayers that I list to invest more in your relationship with God. Let's read Psalm 119, 145 through 152 together. I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I will call out to you, save me. I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. If we go back up to the first verse of this section, Psalm 119, 145, I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord. I feel like this section just really encourages an urgency, and this is the first way you can deepen your prayer life is through urgency. Create your own urgency through reminders, whether you use a phone reminder, a post-it, tell Alexa to remind you, or have some type of prayer prompt that helps you create an urgency. Charles Haddon Spurgeon says, "He who has been with God in the closet will find God with him in the furnace." And then after the urgency, that is one way that you definitely can go deeper with God. Boy, have I been there. Maybe your prayer would be, "Lord, give me an urgency like I've never had before to spend time in prayer." But then the next portion of this Psalm 119 passage is, "I will call out to you," or "I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes." I think that this area of the psalm reminds us a way to deepen our prayer life is actually the repetition of requests. I sometimes hear people say, I feel like my prayers are the same all the time. They all sound the same. Or they ask, what's the point of praying if you just say the same things all the time? Verse 146 is just one of the many examples in the Psalms that lets us know that it's okay and yes, even good to repeat our needs. So maybe the way you could deepen your prayer life today is just by saying, Lord, I give it to you again, and fill in the blank with your if. When you pray this prayer of, Lord, I give it to you again, this deepens your prayer life by accepting that God still wants to hear from you, even when the conversation sounds the same. Persistence is precious to God. We see this over and over again as characters in both the Old Testament and New Testament persistently took their prayers to God. And I'm sure it sounded the same many times. But that's okay. You can still deepen your prayer life by being persistent. The next verse says, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. And this portion, I believe the psalmist is reminding us of the timing of prayer. There can be so many different timings to our prayers, right? Early morning prayer in this situation. Going to sleep in prayer, waking up in prayer. I've talked about these things on the podcast before, but I think the key is having a time that prompts you, that reminds you this is the time to pray and being consistent with it. Daniel taught us this in his book, The Consistency of Prayer. And I think the prayer that might deepen your prayer life if you're struggling with timing is, Father, whether morning, noon, or night, prompt my heart to pray. And then again, you could use the reminder. I think we have to remember that the purpose of using tangible reminders like a phone reminder or a timer or a visual reminder of a post-it or a Bible verse posted, those visual reminders are to build the habit. And if you missed the episode where I talked about how to make your prayer habits stick, you will want to go back and listen to that episode. I'll provide the link in the show notes for that episode. But I think it's funny in regards to timing. It's interesting how our dog Kimber will often at the dinner table after my husband prays before our dinner or I pray before our dinner. At that moment, it's almost like the very end of the prayer, our dog will make sort of a holy grunt, and we often joke and say, this is her amen to the prayer, as if she fully understands what we're doing. It's her habit. It's built in. And so that's what I'm encouraging you to do, is consider the timing as the psalmist points us in that direction as well. And then Psalm 119, 148 says, my eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. And I think the prayer aspect that the psalmist is pointing us to in this verse is to keep our eyes focused on God's promises. This will deepen your prayer life. The assurance of God's word brings endurance. It ushers in the perseverance we need to continue in prayer when we're not seeing those answers that we want to see. Father, bring to mind your promises when I need to remember them. There are four more sections to the psalmist's prayer and his direction for us, but the next one is in regards to sincerity. I love how he says, hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. So it's just a plea in the psalmist's voice that we can hear in this passage. I would interpret that prayer for us today as, Father, be my oxygen. Help me recognize every breath is a gift from you, and you breathe in me. The sincerity of the psalmist's prayer would definitely deepen our prayer lives today if we took it to heart, that full surrender. And then the next verse says, those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. And when we're looking for those answers, I think it's so important to remember that even while the enemy is at work, The psalmist recognizes God's presence and senses his nearness. And we could hold on to this when we're waiting for an answer. And remember, Lord, you take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good. So when we're not seeing God's goodness in our circumstances or situation, we can still believe that his goodness exists because he is a good God. And then the next portion says, yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. We can hold on to God's presence, hold fast to his promises, and hold fast to his presence, anticipating that our rescue is near, praising God for who he is and how we know he will work in our lives because he is a good God who loves us so much. And this prayer could be, Father, your presence covers me and you always keep your promises, deepening your trust, deepening the fact that God will rescue you. He is our rescuer. And then the last prayer direction the psalmist points us to in Psalm 119, verse 152, he says, long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. And just reminding God that we have learned lessons from him. His principles stand true. And the cry of our hearts to deepen our prayer lives could be, Father, your word stands forever. Remembering that this life is only temporary and that what matters is life eternal. I shared on social media a couple weeks ago how the Lord had been working in my life as I placed new purple flowers on my sweet Taylor's grave. I posted on social media and encouraged everyone to look for the purple in their lives today, that God is still working, and that purple is a fresh reminder for me to be looking for heaven on earth, so to speak, those moments where we know that God is meeting us. I posted that picture and then went on with my day, went to the orthodontist office. The office was very, very crowded, and I pulled up to the only parking place in the parking lot, got out of the car, and at the tree right in front of our parking spot was an enormous number of beautiful purple crocus, those purple reminders that I felt like God put there just for me that day. And it was so precious. And then last week, to continue the purple flower story, I walked out to my backyard and saw, after my husband prompted me to go look, one single beautiful purple crocus, as if God was just showing off right there. I love how the Lord works, and I just want to encourage you today that if you want to deepen your prayer life, latch on to one of these prayers that we've reviewed. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode encourages you to take one of these principles and work on deepening your prayer life with the Lord. As a way of saying thank you for listening, I want to invite you to enjoy the free resource, When You Can't Pray, Prayer Guide. This will help you release the frustration of not having the words to pray or embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit. It will help you engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, he hears you, and he knows you. You'll find the link in the show notes or at rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.